Funnily enough, this was my, this ward, Glenora House, or G ward, was actually the first place I worked.
Really?
Yeah. This was actually the kitchen. This was the kitchen / servery. Oh God. So this was actually the dining room of Glenora. And I guess, I mean, I'm assuming we'll go up to Carlton House, but the kind of thing that I would sort of talk you through is kind of what a day was like. I worked here for about 9 years in a variety of different places. This particular unit was for housed men and women at the time that I was here. Mm-hmm. And it was people whose disability was predominantly an intellectual disability. Some had a dual diagnosis, so some had mental health issues as well. They would have been, generally the people that lived here were people that had had fairly significant or severe disabilities. As I said, mixed, and age ranges probably in your mid, sort of from 30s to sort of 50s, mm-hmm. anywhere in that kind of age range at the time. So as I said, this was the dining room area. So in terms of meals, was my least favourite time of the day probably was meal time in somewhere like Willow Court. It was a fairly manic time of the day. It didn't matter whether it was breakfast, lunch or dinner. It was pretty manic. So you would have people that were either out in this area here or in this area here. These were what were called day rooms.
Yep.
And at different meal times, there would be staff designated to run the kitchen for the day.
Right.
But basically the doors were opened and 30 odd people would come bolting into the room. There'd be X amount of tables around and stuff. For 30 odd people, meals could be over in about 5-10 minutes.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
It was a case of get it in as quick as possible before somebody takes it off you. Often, I meant that in terms of somebody sitting at your table might decide to reach out and grab your cuppa or your meal or whatever. So meals was, I wouldn't say a dignified process.
Sounds like a shovel in affair.
It was. And there would be people that could manage their meals on themselves in terms of giving themselves, you know, feeding themselves. Mm. And there are others that wouldn't. So the staff would be dotted around at different tables, and depending on, you know, if some people tended to get up and make a run for somebody's food, you would grab that. There was no, there was very limited, very little back then intervention sort of stuff in terms of, you know, proactive positive behaviour intervention stuff put in place. It was a case of just, it was almost like survival of the fittest for everybody. You know, so, and the meals would be over and it kind of, everybody would just be gone, you know, again, it would just be gone.